Hey guys, it's Lavetta.
And it's Miriam.
And this is the Notorious Women Podcast, a comedy podcast about some of history's most notorious women.
Some of these queens are heroic.
And some of these bitches are horrific. But we think the most interesting thing of all is that they're all notorious. Yes, welcome back for our latest episode and in our latest arc of notorious women in social media.
Yes.
Speaking of which, the TikTok ban.
Oh my God.
Or the TikTok.
Okay.
Suspension of 12 hours.
That was the most obviously staged third world country shit I've ever fucking seen in my whole life.
Yeah.
Well, we must ask dear leader to please allow us to continue. Hold, so please. And then the next morning, you couldn't just open TikTok. You couldn't just like open
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It had
yeah.
to be like, let us all thank dear leader for allowing us to continue the TikTok. Bitch.
It's just like Kamala saying, all the flattery will work. Which, by the way, let's not forget that Donald Trump is the first one that asked for the ban.
Yeah, 8 years ago.
It's the one, and it came out of bigotry. Because yeah. it's like, we can't trust those shifty, shady Chinese, which we can't they trust look, the Chinese, not because they're shifty and shady, it's because they're a foreign adversary, but...
Yeah, they're a foreign adversary, not because they look like a little different than white yeah. people. And yeah. Because
he didn't have the same energy for Russia, which...
He did not. He had a very different energy for that.
But now
country.
It's like, oh, now I'm solely responsible for bringing it back. And it's like, my you mean
fucking
so you
asshole.
Stole my car.
And then I gave it back to you.
And then gave it back to me and yeah. said, you're welcome.
Literally. I found your car. It was stolen because it was behind my house. I took it there. You're welcome.
I will say that, I love two things about that for me. I love before Sunday, last Sunday, it was just like, there's this like, I think he might be Asian American, but this guy went on, he was like, he was pretending to be like one of the Chinese spies is listening in on our stuff.
Oh,
and he's like, I just want to give you some advice. Lauren in Texas, don't text that guy nude pics. He's getting nude pics from three other women. He's giving all this advice. He's like, I will miss you.
Goodbye.
And then I saw one where it was this white guy saying, yeah, the Chinese spy is getting all of the glory, but what about your NSA, your American spy? I'm here too. Can I get some love? It's like, oh yeah.
It's so true.
We joke because it is true.
It is true, though.
And then this sort of like, now that it was reinstated, then apparently when the Americans, people didn't have access to the Americans who were apparently ruling TikTok, you know, so TikTok yeah. needs American content also.
Well, that's
to really,
what it
really
is.
Ride.
Like TikTok will die without our
American
brilliant
content.
Sausage eating ways, not yeah. to mention our ability to brush hair and cook eggs, you know.
And love and our ability to do stupid stuff on camera and for everyone all over the world to see. But also, so when we were gone, the Americans were gone. Apparently, they were like the Brits and the Canadians were like, oh, now that the loud Americans aren't here, we can talk about geography. And the Americans are like, yeah, let's talk about geography because America's big. You guys think you can go to the Golden Gate Bridge? Mm-hmm. And the Statue of Liberty in one day. It's
right.
Like, no, those are in like different
Absolutely
states.
Absolutely not.
On the other side of the country.
You can't even go to Santa Monica to like Lake Arrowhead in a day. Like,
no.
You can't do that. You can get there. That's it.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
But it was all in good fun. Hopefully it's all in good fun. It's just like,
but
you know.
They could do math. Let's be real. Okay.
Americans do struggle with the math.
We do. A little science, right?
Yeah. I mean... 4 + 4 equals Trump, apparently. No, I'm just kidding. So Americans definitely can't, especially, you know, yeah. Americans definitely can't do math, not just because of our educational system, but the fact that after the election, people are like, can I change my vote? That's not how that works.
They changed their mind. They changed their mind. My children learned about how to vote this year, and that's grade five. But if you're four, that's like 10-year-olds, 9-year-olds, 11-year-olds.
And apparently 55-year-olds don't realize that you can't take back your vote. So so maybe the British and the Canadian TikTokers had something there when they're trying to diss us. I mean, they're not wrong.
Can't really claim to be an intelligent country right now. Like, really have no leg to stand on. Oh, it is what God. It is.
Maybe we should just get rid of TikTok from that, because we don't want the rest of the world to see our shame play out. You know, that reminds me of my favorite cartoon sequence. One of my favorite cartoon sequence from the old school with Sylvester and his little kid.
Yes.
That the kangaroo keeps beating his butt, but he thinks it's a mouse that's 6 feet tall. And kid is like, oh, father, I'm so ashamed. You're getting beat up by a mouse.
Oh, my God.
And Sylvester's like, no, it's 6 feet tall. He's like, oh, father, I'm so ashamed. I don't want the rest of the world to see our shame. No, not our shame. Here
we
are. Speaking of social media, my friend.
Okay. Today is a palate cleansing episode.
Okay, let's get into it. And for those of you who don't know, before we get started, actually, if you like our shenanigans and our stupid American sayings and doings, or if you are our Chinese or American and or American spy listening to us and you want, hey, subscribe.
Welcome. Yeah. Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Copy the link of the episode and send it to your friends.
Yeah. We are an international company. We accept all people.
Even the spies.
I don't know what they would get
from me. And if you want to influence us, spy, you can always send money to our Patreon.
Yeah, yeah, we're influential. able.
We'd be the worst spies ever.
Yeah, I mean, you could try. I just don't. Honestly, I don't have much.
Yeah, be the worst spies ever.
You know what I'm doing if you look at my face. My face gives everything away. I'm the worst liar I've ever met. It's really bad. No, it's true.
I just, yeah. I mean, and I have a feeling that being a spy is not as sexy as it looks in the movies.
It's probably very boring. You're probably listening to this episode over and over again, looking for like a hidden message that is not there. That's just editing. You guys, it's pretty clean too. Yes. You're welcome. Okay.
But if you want to support the show, and whether you're a spy or not, or wanting us to be a spy or not, you can do that at our Patreon. That's patreon.com/notoriouswomen. Or if you don't have the moolah or the cash, you can support the show by leaving us a 5-star review. Yes. You can do that as well on Spotify and in the Apple Store. So, but back to you, Miriam. Who do you have this week for our notorious women in social media?
I'm so excited about her. It's a little bit of a cheat, but I discovered her through social media, and therefore she's social media. Have you heard of a woman named Zarna Garg?
No. Zarna Garg?
This is going to be the best episode ever.
Is that a real name? That sounds like a made-up name.
No, she's Indian.
Oh, okay.
So you just said something offensive. Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, American over here. So,
well known, we are not bright. Okay.
No.
So, no, Zarna Garg, she was born in India. Okay. She's amazing. Okay. Let's go through her journey.
Okay.
Now, she lived in Mumbai when she was a teenager. So I don't know if she was born sort of outside of that, but she's a teenager. She's in Mumbai. And her mother died of jaundice when Zarna was 14.
Okay.
Her father demanded that she get married the day after her mother died. Zarna was 14 years old. Okay. That's some bullshit.
Just because he didn't want to have to feed her.
He didn't want to have to feed her. God damn it. This fucking world. So she managed to move out of the house and she stayed with family and friends. And they essentially took care of her. Then she was supported by her sister. Now, her sister had moved to the U.S. and gotten married. And when she was 16, her sister helped her relocate to Akron, Ohio.
Okay.
Now, I don't know the specifics. I know it was very stressful, very hard. They had to play a lot of games to get her U.S. citizenship, because she did not have a parent who was supporting her.
Yeah.
So she lived with her sister for a long time, and she earned her bachelor's degree in finance at the University of Akron, and then a Juris Doctor degree, which is like a law degree. Juris Doctor is a law thing,
yes,
which I did not know. From Case Western Reserve University School of Law. Okay. Now, she's in America. She's loving her independence. But she also wants to get married. She mm-hmm. wants that. But she wants it on her terms. So what did she do?
Because she's been defiled by being in America and thinking that with her JD, with her education, that she should be able to choose, make a love match and choose a man who respects the fact that she's educated.
Exactly. And she wanted, I see what she kind of did there, where it's just like, okay, I do want like a marriage. She's clearly traumatized by the bullshit she had to go through.
Miriam, are you saying that even though a woman has an education, she still might want to get married?
I know.
The shock, I'm clutching my pearls.
I thought that if a woman got educated, that would push her away from ever even looking at a man. Because
it would make
all
her
women
lesbian,
are straight.
Essentially.
No. All women are actually straight this scenario.
Okay.
Obviously.
Okay. Obviously.
What do you mean? What's a lesbian? I don't understand.
The lesbians are like, now why are we in it?
Can you leave us alone? What the fuck? Sorry, guys. We love you too.
Yes, we do. Of course.
P.S. There are two episodes on This American Life that she's on. And I got a lot of this information from that.
Okay.
And I just I adore her. She's hilarious. Okay. So what did she do? She went to an online dating site for Indian singles, right? Because she was I want to marry an Indian man. But she posted an ad for herself, which was very unusual for those dating sites. So usually it's like a mom, an auntie. I need a man for my niece, for my, my whatever. She was like, no. I'm looking for me. Okay. In her ad, she was very, very specific. She said the prospect had to be serious. He has to be looking to get married. She wanted to see tax returns and job prospects.
Not tax returns.
Also, they had to be brilliant. She put this in her ad. Tax returns, girl. I'm learning some things for you.
Tax returns. Okay.
Tax returns.
On
you
Hinge.
Need to see it. You don't want to get married and find out he lied. You need to see it. Print it.
I mean,
print
she's
it.
Not wrong. Oh
she's
my
not
God.
Wrong.
This is hilarious.
Print it. I'm going to find you a husband. I figured it out. Yeah. He has to go through me.
God.
Okay.
Tax returns.
Obviously.
Yeah.
So she also said that he had to have a good mother because she didn't have a mother, but she could fix that by marrying the right kind of guy. Okay. So. Listen, I have plans. Okay. So she was honest about herself as well. So she said, listen, I'm 5 feet tall. Listen, this is why I love her so much. And she said, she's not the skinniest person in the world. Okay, this is my girl. This is my Indian counterpart. Okay. We're the same. Okay. So this worked. Men flew in from all across the country to meet her. Yes,
really?
They did.
Mm-hmm. I love this.
Now, she met a lot of guys. And here's the brilliant thing. She met them at a McDonald's in Cleveland because it's busy. She's not expecting a dinner. She doesn't want anything. She needs to see the receipts, right?
So they came in with their tax returns.
Mm-hmm. Probably a little briefcase with all of the paperwork,
Yep. Yeah.
Little bio on their mommy. Okay. Smart girl.
Okay.
Now, she met a lot of guys, but she didn't make any real connections. And then one night she gets a message from this guy that says, this isn't a real ad, is it? Are you a real person? And then he like basically trolled her. He like made fun of her.
Oh.
And they went back and forth. Now this guy was in Zurich because he was working. He was a computer like programmer, smart computer dude, you know. And he was like, no one could possibly be interested in this ad. And she was like, hold my beer. So many people are interested in my ad. Let me tell you. So she forwarded him her responses. She's like, look at all these men who are desperate to marry me. And so they kept talking. They were online. They kept having this online friendship. And this guy did not want to get married. He was traveling and he had his friendships and he had his like skiing vacations. And, you know, Zurich, you could ski pretty easily. So she wasn't trying to make friends. She was actively not trying to make friends, but she did make a friendship with him. Okay. So cut to Zarna then gets her first job in New York City. And so she's going to move there. And this boy, his name is Shalab, was like, I have to meet you. Like, I have to meet you. I have to like see who you are. So he was like, can I fly in to JFK when you fly in and just like meet you? And she was like, listen, you can do that, but I don't have a lot of time. My plane lands at 2. I have a date at 4. Because she's finding herself a man and this is a job. Okay. It's a business. Okay.
Now, what year was this?
This isn't like 1997.
Oh, 97. I was going to say, okay, that makes more sense. Okay.
Before 9/11, you could do that in an airport. Right.
And also, you could do, I was thinking of like FaceTime or like video call. Okay.
Nope. I mean, maybe like a bad Skype call, but like it's bad.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah. And it keeps freezing and
Yeah. Okay. So they meet at JFK. He goes in the cab with her. She's staying at her cousin's, but she doesn't know what to do with him. So she tells him, okay, well, like wait at my cousin's. Cause he's like, I don't have anything else to do. And they're joking around. And also they're making out in the backseat of the cab. So
this is a crazy story.
I know. But she's like, no, you don't want to get married. So I'm going to go on my date, right? Stay with my cousin. And apparently she had 2 dates, 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock. And he showed up at both of them just being like, I'm her friend. I'm just her friend.
Is he a friend or is he a stalker?
Yes to that question. The answer to that question is yes.
Okay.
Both. Okay. Anyways, they've been married since 1998. So here's the thing though, he's like a banker, he's brilliant, she loves his mom, they actually like it actually worked out. So her plan actually did work. She did inspire the guy that was going to be her husband.
I think it worked because she didn't really she had written him off. She's like, okay, we meet, but I'm not giving up my date.
Honestly, that's how I snagged Sal. I'll tell you that right now. I was like, I guess, sure. And I remember standing up. It was before he kissed me for the first time. We'd been like hanging out and chatting. I like cracked my hip in a weird, awkward way. And I cracked it one side. I cracked it the other side. And I went, I do that.
And so I went, I'm in love.
Can I kiss you? And I was like, don't ask that question. He didn't ask. But, you know, it worked out. Aww, I married him.
That's so cute. But I just love how, like, she's like, also, I just love that she was like, I'm a little plump, but I'm also brilliant and get with it. And I want, the tax returns. Okay.
I love, I'm gonna have like, to try this is what move. It is what it is. Right? Yeah. None of it's going to change.
But see, that's a woman who knows her worth. And that's what they don't want. Because obviously he is a brilliant man who is secure and confident. Yep. But there's so many of them that are not. So they would be very intimidated by a woman like that who's like, I'm great. This is what I want. You have it? All right, move on. I'm going on another date.
I mean, honestly, that's kind of how I dated in New York before I met Sal. I was like, I don't have time. I know I'm cute.
Yeah. Yeah. But they don't want women in that position. No. So, yeah.
Move it along. It's fine. Move it along. Go get what you want.
Oh my God. That is the cutest thing. But we have to put in a disclaimer.
Yes.
Always behave like he could be a serial killer.
Always. always assume he's a serial killer. Okay. Yes. Assume. Yes. And let them prove you wrong.
Yes, yep. Exactly.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yep. So they have three children together. They live in New York City. And okay, so here's what happened. After being a stay-at-home mom for 16 years, she wanted to go back to work. So she had her daughter, 16, her son is 17, and then her younger son, I think, was like 7 or 8, maybe a little, maybe 6. So she'd always been someone who's very, very funny, always, right? She knew how to lighten things up. Because remember, she was staying with different family members when she was a teenager in their homes. So she would be invited to things because Zarna was funny. Right. Zarna was always the life of the party. And so she knew how to like make herself, get a meal, right? Get a delicious meal.
Like it's, because survival, you know?
So she learned how to, so she's always been very funny. And her kids noticed that. Like her daughter especially was like, you know, my friends want to come over to hang out at my house because my mom is so funny. Like they think you're hilarious. So they were trying to like, you know, she's thinking about, do I want to go back to law? She never really loved it, but it's money, you know, and it's a job. And so when Zoya was 16, she changed her mommy's life. What did she do? So she really wanted her mom to go into comedy. She thought, this is it. This is the one. This is the thing. Her mom was, her birthday was coming up. So she bought with her money, she saved her money, like a water tank. You know those fancy water things at like fancy gyms where they put like lemons and limes?
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
So she's like, my mom is a whore for those things. She just loves them. She's not a whore. You know what I'm saying? All right. So she got this water dispenser and instead of filling it with water, she filled it with like a total of 146 notes from her, from her brothers, from her dad, from her family, from friends, just saying, you can do this. You should do this. You should go into stand-up comedy, take the risk. You can do it. And it worked.
Aww.
So she started doing stand-up in New York City. Okay. This is a quote from her website, which I love. I've garbled my way into the world of entertainment, determined to put a happy brown immigration voice out in the universe. We like to have fun, and I want the world to see this side of us. I adore her. She's hilarious.
I also love that how the kids are like pushing her to it, because she's, you know, she comes from like a tradition or a family or experience where it's like, that's not a real job. It's not a real thing.
Right, exactly. And it's interesting because her kids are now, her daughter is now at Stanford. And she does a whole thing about the fact that she doesn't want her. Her daughter is a brilliant writer. She wrote an essay, I think, to get into college about how she did this for her mom. And it was printed in the New York Times. She's a very, very good writer.
Oh.
But her mom's like, comp sci one, comp sci two, you know, all the sciences, all the maths, you need to be able to get a job. You need to support yourself. Yeah. Even though her mom is making a lot of money being a stand-up right now, being a comedian.
When did she get into stand-up?
So within 2 months, she performed an open mic in New York City in 2018.
Okay.
Her first official show was February 2019 at Caroline's on Broadway in New York City. She basically took off. She wrote a screenplay, Rearranged, and it won Best Comedy Screenplay, the Best Comedy Screenplay Award at the 2019 Austin Film Festival.
Oh, fancy.
Uh-huh. She also was a 2019 Academy Nickel Fellowship semifinalist.
Ooh, these are very impressive, listeners. Very impressive.
There's a couple of things I'll say like that. They're on Wikipedia about what she did. But I discovered her during the beginnings of COVID. She was in, I can't remember. It was like a Hallmark video. It was about basically doing online school with your kids. And it's this funny, funny video. And it literally is these three white comedians, all very funny. And this Indian woman who stole the show was hilarious. And that is how I found her. Because I was like, I will follow you forever. She's just so funny and so honest. And that's, and then what she would do during COVID was she would go on the streets, like wearing her mask, but to New York City, and she would do stand-up-y things in front of the city to like brighten the day. And I would watch it. It made me so happy to see, like,
you gotta love New York. Only in New York.
Yeah. And then when like things were lifted, she started doing like things in subways. Like, I mean, it was so heartwarming and also just funny and honest.
I wonder, you know, you're saying that, did she do like a routine at her dad's funeral, or is he still alive?
No. No, she makes fun of her mother-in-law all day.
Oh, that's cute. All day.
And she actually talks about, so she won Kevin Hart's comedy competition on Peacock in 2021 called Lift Comics. Now, she also talks about how she read Kevin Hart's book and felt really connected to his story. And she talks about, except his experiences were rooted in poverty in America and mine in affluence in India. But they both had to be funny to get by.
Affluence? Was she? So
they had enough money. So her dad wanted to marry her off, not because they were poor.
Oh, okay.
He just didn't want to be responsible for her. So it was less about feeding her, I think, and more about not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that would explain why family members might pick up.
They were, and were able to do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Were able to feed another. But I don't know that she was like the highest priority, because she talks about how when she was invited to these things, you'd get a warm meal. You'd get, you would be part, you'd feel, and I think too, this is totally me, you feel part of the community in a way that maybe you wouldn't have. Because at that age, when you're a teenager, you're still reliant on your parents to make you feel, adults, you know, your grandparents, your the people that are around you.
And also, you know, I would think that girls are made to feel like they're a burden and they're in the way.
What I noticed is that at 14, her mom died. And then at 16, she was able to move in with her sister. And the in-between was not, there was no auntie that said, I got you, girl.
Yeah. No, that's
she
what I mean.
Talked and so about that, right?
Feeling like, oh, you're just in the way, you're a girl, you're like a waste. Mm-hmm. Like,
why didn't you get married? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 14.
Right? Okay. So she won the Ladies of Laughter Award in the Newcomer Winner category. Into 2022, she was highlighted as, quote, one of the gutsiest women comedians in America in Gutsy on Apple TV, hosted by Hillary Clinton and Chelsea Clinton. I just wanted to say their names. So she's done a lot. I'm just giving you like a little bits of things. She is doing stand-up constantly. She travels. She does it in New York a lot. She had a comedy special, Zarnagog, one in a billion, because India, get it?
Yeah, I get
okay. it. Thank you. It's on Prime. It was released May 16th, 2023. She has a podcast, The Zarnagog Show, where it's her and her family sort of answering questions about life, and it's hilarious. And it's also honest, and they also like fight amongst themselves, which I think is so truthful, having a family of my own, where not everyone always agrees with me. I don't understand. That's very confusing. Okay. And there's a movie coming out. It premiered at South by Southwest called A Nice Indian Boy. And she plays the mama, you know.
Yeah, of course. Great title.
She's currently opening for Tina Fey and Amy Poehler's tour. And she's touring her next stand-up hour called Practical People Win. And she's also touring her podcast.
Tina Fey and Amy Poehler have a tour?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Can we go? I want to go. No.
Tina Fey and Amy Poehler? Of course. Duh. Do you not know who I am?
Yeah. I feel like we need to call them to be like, listen, we're funny too. So you should just like let us in. Like, we're two funny women and you're two funny women. We should all.
Yeah. I mean, and Zarna 30 and I Rock are the is same. Life. Yeah. Oh, you are.
We are the same.
Okay.
She needs to know. She also wrote a book. It's coming out soon, called This American Woman, a one in a billion memoir. You see that? She did it again. Yeah, she did it again. Okay.
I like that branding, man. It's great branding.
You know, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. Yeah. Now she's still doing stand-up also while this is happening. And right now her stand-up shows, all the proceeds are going to the LA fire.
Thank you.
So she's always aware. Now she has 919,000 followers on TikTok. Because TikTok's back. Okay. But also 1.1 million people follow her on Instagram. So she knows what she's doing. She is first and foremost focused on success, right? Mm-hmm, on mm-hmm. how to do the thing. She's very inspiring, I have to say. But also, If you go to Instagram now and you look at, I don't know, like, it won't be her latest post maybe because this is coming out in a couple of days, but she helped me get through January 20th of this year quite nicely. And it was she's like drinking champagne, but also coffee. And she's like, it'll be fine. It's not even 4 years because it's 3 years. Okay, because the last year, whatever, anyways, you know, she's just like, you know, and of course, like, all the people are like, all the bots are like, T-Dog forever, T-Dog for life. And I'm just like, no, you're so funny, girl. I love you so much.
Yeah, we laugh so we won't cry and drink too much wine.
You know, a little champagne because.
Yeah. I wonder what she thinks about Vivek and Nikki Haley. I wonder what she thinks about them.
Seen I wonder her. She's probably pissed.
But I'd love for her to like, if she's making fun of, especially Vivek, because he's like so memeable and so like easy to make fun of because this guy's a fucking character. Like, but
I mean, I haven't seen. So. She might, but like. It's really, really interesting to watch people respond to her when she is being political, as though comedians from the beginning of time have not been political. What?
I mean, the court jester people. Hi. The only one who can make fun of the king.
Yes.
Or anybody in the court.
Like, it's really fascinating. I think a lot of it has to do with her being a woman. Just make us laugh, Zarna. This isn't stay in your lane. Okay, a comedian's lane is mocking the king.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
That's
literally their job.
Yep.
I mean, Jon Stewart got us through many years of bad people running our country. Let's be real.
Yeah, and she's also, I like the fact that she's a woman of a certain age.
Yes, mine.
And
mine.
And she's not like, she's not Priyanka Chopra. Like, she's not like a beauty queen. She's a mom. She would be happy probably to be a grandmom soon.
No, not yet. Her children are still getting their education. How dare you?
I'm just kidding. But like, I just love how I'm kissing the mic. It's been, I need to put that ad out and ask for tax returns very soon, apparently.
I'm going to write the ad for you.
You're going to write the ad for me on Hinge?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is Hinge like serious enough?
Oh, yeah. Hinge is a serious one, even though... Side note, I did get a notification last year that someone you interacted with has been arrested for.
Oh my God.
For fraud.
No, oh, fraud's okay.
I mean,
don't marry the shit, but like, yeah.
But they were like, you didn't go like interact with them. It was just like somebody you were matched with or whatever. So,
okay.
But,
oh shit. Yeah,
it's a different.
You know, at least you're on an app that keeps track of criminal records. That's nice.
That's nice. Oh my God. But she sounds amazing.
Is it weird that we have a president who would not be allowed on Hinge?
Girl.
Okay.
Don't even get me started. Listen. Okay. Mm. This 92%er is, my name is Bennett, ain't it, for the next, hopefully
you.
Only 4 years.
Right? I'm 47% and we're tired. Okay, we're really tired.
Tired. Yeah. Like, it's just like, I guess, like, you know, this is, I guess. But yeah. Well, so we're going to need people like Zarna. We're definitely going to need Zarna. Her. Yeah.
And I need Zarna to listen to this podcast and understand that we are the same. And then we could tour together, girl.
Do you
need to travel
up?
No, absolutely.
Or you can come
not.
Out and do sketches. I know what
I
you
would
could
do sketches all day. Yeah,
you could come out dressed like a little boy and reenact your musical theater days.
Oh my God. Oh, I wanna be a janitor's child. What? That's a real song that I sang on stage. Okay, you're welcome. Yeah, I don't remember all the words, but my husband remembers every word because he's one of those geniuses that just holds it in. Like every lyric is, there's a box for it and he keeps it. And then, so poor man has to have the knowledge of that whole song in his brain all day, every day.
Yeah, you come out and do that and then I'll come out and be like my Sylvester cat. Oh, I'm so ashamed.
I mean, I would be very amused by this show. So I think we should do it.
No, we don't want Zarna. We are definitely kidding. If she ever hears about this, you're the professional stand-up comedian.
No, you don't want me to do stand-up.
No
absolutely not.
We'll come and support, watch the show.
Yeah, I just want free tickets to your show, girl. Okay.
Yeah. That's what it comes down to, free tickets.
Yeah, so sad.
Oh, that's amazing. And listeners, plea and go and support her show,
yes.
Zarna Garg. Okay, so it's not a made-up name. Okay.
I'm
just an American, and I don't know anything about geography or names, apparently, according to TikTok.
Yeah.
Canadian,
I love how
British
it's geography
TikTok.
When it's so clearly math. You know what I mean?
Again, I went to public school in America, so.
As did I.
Well, on that note, that wraps it up for another episode of the Notorious Women Podcast. Guys, remember, like we said at the top of the show, go and don't just tell your friends about the show. Copy the link, send it to them. Copy the link and send it to them. And right before you do that, give us a 5-star review in the Apple Store and on Spotify, your Spotify platforms. Also, if you'd like to support the show financially, you can do that at patreon.com/notoriouswomen. And Patreon is spelled patreon.com/notoriouswomen. And Miriam, how else can they support the show? And Zarna, how can they
listen,
find us?
We are a Notorious Women podcast on TikTok for however long they'll have us, dear leader. And Instagram. We also have an email, notoriouswmpod@gmail.com. You can send us longer emails there. You can DM us on Instagram. We also have a YouTube page, so you can listen to episodes on YouTube. And you can like and subscribe there as well. And that is that.
Yeah. And go and check out Zarna's stuff. I'm sure if you just put in her name.
Yeah.
And that Zarna is Z-A-R-N-A, Garg, G-A-R-G.
And you know that because it came up in your car when you clicked play on this episode.
I mean, depending on if they're Americans or not, they may not know how to read either. So,
oh, so for our American friends, it's Z-A-R-N-A.
We can do that because we're American, so we can make fun
of each
other.
We can make fun of ourselves.
Yeah, and hopefully this will amuse our Chinese and American spies who are listening in.
Yeah, hi guys.
Hi guys, how are you doing?
Yeah.
we're so silly. On that note, we will see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.